It may not always be so, and I say, and if your lips, which I have loved, should touch another's, and your dear strong fingers clutch her heart, as mine in time not far away, if on another's face your sweet LA, in such a silence as I know, or such great rising words as uttering of